No.
No, it's clear down at the bottom. It's on the North Carolina border.
Huh.
Southwestern Virginia.
Hmm.
We found the old house the Porters lived in there.
Ah.
The old it was the first frame house built in that area. You know, they had log houses before that, and that was the first frame house.
Oh.
Have you been working on that ever since you was here?
Yeah, well, some. Not too much.
Did you go through Lass County, Virginia while you were there?
Yeah, we went through that area.
That's where my people all come from, Lass County.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
Old generation comes from overseas and settled in Lass County.
Yeah.
Yeah, they formed a wagon train.
Yeah?
I'd think of that wagon train, they'd show it on TV, a wagon train, you know.
Yeah?
And I'd think of what my daddy told me about them coming down. They had, I don't know how many wagons it was. Then you could just go to sleep beside the road and wake up alive. Now I don't believe you'd wake up alive.
Yeah?
No, they wouldn't get nowhere now to came beside the road.
My granddaddy was about that high. And they moved to Ellis County, and they in corn. Ellis County, they said, you're in Bardstown now. And Grandpa said, I thought to myself, what a town, Bardstown. Just one store and one house.
You didn't think there's much of a town, too,
you know? All about you.
You ever hear anything about the Porters going through Ohio when they came through here?
No.
I heard they came up through Ohio, then back down here.
I know they settled way down on the inside of Fremantlesburg.
Oh, they did? You mean Robertson County?
Yeah.
I talked to one of your cousins in Robertson County yesterday. Let me see if I can find her name. I forget what her name is.
Her cousin, him?
Yeah, yeah. First cousin.
I didn't
know he had any cousins. Yeah. Laura Fulton, you know, her sister, Sarah, it's her daughter. She's 88.
And my mother, I don't know, that's my father married her down there.
Yeah.
I don't think that she come out of Virginia. I don't know where she come from.
No. I worked on them some. Her father was Henry Fulton. Your grandfather Fulton was named Henry Fulton.
Well, I never seen none of them. Don't even recollect my mother.
I don't remember what her name was. I know where I wrote it. Let's see. Yeah, this could be it. I'm getting close.
You know, to bark once in a while when you're getting on a hot trail.
Here it is. Gertrude Linville. She said she used to write to Arabelle back and forth.
I remember Arabelle talking about that.
Gertrude Linville. She's your first cousin. Your mom, Laura, had a sister named Sarah.
They just cut it short and called it Linville. I reckon you'd call it cutting it short. That's all it.
Well,
I'm gonna get it on
the way.
Oh, there's all kinds of. Yeah, she'd been over at Arbell.
Is that right?
Yeah, she got to writing. They come up there, some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, she's your first cousin. She's 88 years old.
She just got that dog. 88. I'm
86. You are. She had a, you know, Mary Porter that married the Dwelly. Remember hearing about her? Mary, your dad's sister, Mary, that married the Dwelly. George Dwelly.
Married who?
George Dwelly.
I hear him talk about Wallace.
Not Wallace, it was Dwelly, he said.
Dwelly, George Dwelly.
Oh, Dwelly, yeah.
Yeah, well they have
him, he's 6 foot or more.
He was.
6 and a half.
Well, I saw a picture of him, you're right.
Oh, and he's big out.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a buster.
Yeah? Well, now they have a daughter-in-law living there. and Mount Olivet, Robertson County, they have a daughter-in-law. She had an old picture of the Porter. She had, you know, there was Levi and all five of the brothers. That old picture.
Yeah, they. And I've seen his last name.
Whose wife? George Dwelly?
Oh, that old big George Dwelly.
Mary.
Yeah, her wife's name Mary. That is my daddy's sister.
Yeah.
And then one had married a day, and he died, and they took the children to the orphan's home in Louisville, I believe.
And that was Martha? Was it Martha that married the day?
Yeah. And they hired her to half wait on them.
They did.
And she stayed right there till they got to take care of themselves. And her and Floyd, her boy, they come up in here. Another one or two of them had married.
Yeah?
And they went out to Uncle Jim Porter's at Stark, and he was mowing with a team and a mowing machine. And them women, they wanted to ride that mowing machine with.
Yeah?
That was years ago.
Huh.
They done all that. And there was a boy, Martin, Roy Martin.
And who was he?
He was some of their people. I don't know just which one.
Huh. Let's see. You ever remember this Jane Porter, your dad's sister Jane?
I've heard of it though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did she get married? You ever hear who she married?
Well, I just... There's one married a
Hunt?
Yeah, there's a Hunt. Then there's a old fella down out from Grayson. I've lost my...
And he married one of your dad's sisters?
Yeah.
Let's see, Well, what about Elizabeth? She's the one that married the Hunt.
I never heard of her.
You never heard of her?
Uh-huh.
Well, they might have stayed in Virginia.
Huh?
She was married in Virginia, so maybe they stayed there. Maybe
yeah,
they didn't
she
come.
Might not have. I reckon a coal company went in there and just bought a big circle.
What, you mean in Virginia?
Well.
Or Robertson County, you mean?
No, they sold out up there, and I thought it in Virginia.
Yeah?
Just a whole raft of people. Vanderpools and...
The Vanderpools? Was that their name? Another family that came here?
No, it wasn't our people. But they sold out to that and they formed a wagon train, just a whole...
Several families.
Community, yeah. Some were driving the hogs and the cows and some of the wagons and the night overcome. He just broke for well, outside of the old dirt road.
Yeah? Did the whole Baumgartner...